去的。
Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, somebody hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric A. Sinani. Eric Andrew Sinani with a big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone on your FM dial, your AM dial, iHeart Radio, and all the other possible stations. I'm not going to go through them. There's several. And we will be available in every single podcast platform within 30 minutes after the show. So anyway, welcome to the Hostile Zone today, because we explore the stories that other people shy away from. And that's the truth. We really do. We pull back that curtain and we shy away from things that people won't shy away from. Or should I say we do not shy away. I don't know. Depends on how you want to say it.
I
forgot to station identify my co-host. My apologies. I'm accompanied by the on-air vocalist and singing extraordinaire, Miss Bianca C. S-E-N.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't actually forget you. Clearly, you're sitting here. Oh. It's just that I changed the approach because of today's topic.
Hi.
So I plugged your name differently in the intro today.
There you go.
So we need a ticker. On your screen, if you're paying attention, on watching on your TV screen, you will see the contact information and some other relevant information to the show. But you can get us at eric@ericandrewsinani.com, or you can get us at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, right?
Yeah.
And you can also find us at ericsinani.com. Or ericandrewsinani.com, biancac.com, and a whole host of others. Just Google the Hostile Zone, folks, and you will get to us. What do you think? Right? I think
absolutely.
So. Good morning, Carrie, my executive producer. How are you this lovely day? Or good morning, good afternoon. I don't know, time zone difference. Who knows?
Hey, it's really dark 30 here.
You got me started, dear. Zero dark 30. I got that. That's nice. How was your weekend?
It was okay. I mean,
yeah.
We just had a rough week, so.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to get into your personal life on the air, nope. But we're here for you. You are really truly the best. Did you get any men to contact you yet for a date?
No.
Men out there, if you are your mid-50s and 60s, not really much more than mid-60s, right, Carrie? What's your max, like 65?
Yeah, a little bit older.
Okay. All right, well, if you're between 55 and 70, you reach out. Is that good?
Yeah.
What a lovely, lovely person Carrie Brooks is. The CEO and founder of Seabrook Films. A poke for Seabrook Films. And my executive producer, so don't think you're going to steal her. So anyway, welcome. Thanks, Carrie. You're always a wonderful. You're just an amazing member of the team, right?
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, I can't say enough about you.
Well,
so with
thank
that,
you.
Of course, and we're always late on set. So I had to put an extra plug because Bianca or myself, one of us are late always. So I'm sure though, Carrie, you planned that and you lie to us about what time you really want us sitting here. But that's good because it works, because actually we'd probably get here the time you want us to.
We're always fashionably late.
fashionably late. Good call. So anyway, tonight we're going to journey through time. We're going to have a time machine tonight.
Okay.
We're going to examine something really cool that I always enjoy, and I'm sure you and many others, and I'm sure Carrie too. Mm-hmm. Spring break It's that time of season, folks.
Spring break.
It's that time of season. So we're going to examine through our time machine and our lens, putting our societal hat on and our public administrative hat, our lawyer hat, our entertainer hat. We're going to put it all on, right?
All right.
That's what we're going to do. And we're going to break down basically from the 80s generation to today with the differences in, you know, what spring break means to people, the economic costs of it and whatever, but how it's transformed tremendously since the 1980s.
Well, right away, I think part A.
That's it, right. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, party within reason. Right,
responsible
party and responsible human beings. Honestly, it's crazy we got to say. But what began as a simple, basic college getaway. Generally, after you know your final exams, right? Thank God I'm going to run out. Like senior cut day in high school, right? It's just a rite of passage, and I would be lying to you if I did not go wild myself on spring breaks and. You know, I'm sure you could find clips on MTV somewhere from back in the day. Shout out to my Jersey Shore people. But you know what? It has evolved into a high stakes affair with escalating costs. And wait till I give you some statistics and the numbers of the costs of what this is between from like 1980 to now, what somebody's paying.
Okay.
But you got the high stakes of costs. You got behaviors that are just over the top. Some of them so daring that you're having people lose their lives, not over drugs or over alcohol, maybe over a stupid social media challenge. I mean, imagine that, right? So what are the changes of behaviors? How have we got here? What is the future for it? And are there any implications to our society as a whole? And that's kind of where we're going to go with it. Right?
Okay, mm-hmm.
Good. In 2025, the average spring break cost was around $8,300.
Wow.
That is a 26% increase since last year.
Wow.
And we can't really attribute the Trump administration for this because he's only been in office a month and these numbers have been out, you know, since the beginning. So they kind of know what the numbers are. They're increasingly growing now, that which I you got to ask yourself, where is somebody in the university level getting $8,000? Let's just leave the $300. $8,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how can they afford it? It's like 2 years to save it.
But you know what? It's not just about the increasing prices. It's about how each generation has redefined, and this sometimes is a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. But how have each generation, and we kind of fall mixed into two, you and I. So that's where Kerry might be helpful with us. But how this rite of passage, and I believe it's a rite of passage, that, you know, it's just a rite of passage. It's something you have to do just to become an adult. I think that. But how that rite of passage has changed over the years so out there differently that there's shocking consequences. From relatively tame beach parties of the 1980s to now social media fueled extravaganzas of today. And we're going to discuss how crime and crime rates, drug use and drug overdoses and outlandish behaviors are escalating and how they've escalated a lot since and how they are continuing to escalate. And we're going to see how that's going to change society. So yes. Joining me is my co-host, Miss Bianca C. See why you were adding it? Miss Bianca
again.
C. All right.
That's me.
So we're going to dissect the evolution of the spring break and our impact on culture. So let's get into it. And how do we get into it? We start off with a famous quote.
And what's the famous quote of the
day? The famous quote is, "Those who cannot remember the past are deemed to repeat it." Ooh. And that was from George Santayana. A Spanish-American philosopher, poet, that kind of thing. Well, and check it out. I mean, everybody's heard that quote. All right, Kerry, have you? You've heard that. You've heard it too, right, Bianca, right?
Yes, I never knew who it was from.
All right, Kerry, you've got that one?
You've heard
Yeah. So It's actually an actual person attributed to it, a Spanish American philosopher. So I thought was a good start off.
There you go. Yeah, I like it.
Already, since we're coming into it, Bianca, I want to ask you right here on the Hostile Zone on your iHeart and radio media and FM dial. What is your quick 2-second analysis on the spring breaks and what's going on?
Well, I feel like every generation it changes very drastically. Yeah. And I hope there's like friends that are still looking out for each other and not just being irresponsible, you know what I mean?
And like that is very, very good point, because we're gonna talk about social media and how that's changing for everybody.
Oh boy.
Your best friend might be your best friend. But when they're on camera with you and, you know, the truth of what you're doing comes out, how much are they your friend compared to before?
Yeah. I mean,
video evidence always comes out.
If you do something like silly or whatever, it could be caught on camera. Even if you're throwing up and you're drinking too much, that could be on camera too. And that could haunt you, because that stuff doesn't go away.
Exactly. So talking points for this particular stuff, we're going to throw some stats out there. I went basically back to the 1980s, generational. So, and we're not going to get into millennials and Generation X and whatever they're calling all these generations. Basically, the 1980s to today, you know, that time frame. So that was the dawn of the true spring break culture. But the average cost, Ms. Bianca, was $400 approximately.
$400?
Yeah, $400.
Wow.
And the destinations were primarily in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach. They were the major hotspots, which you think probably still are, but we're going to get into it today that that's really not the case.
I thought Miami was like the it place before.
South Beach, I mean, I've been to all these places and I concur, but there's been a lot of crackdowns and we're going to get into that.
Whoa.
You know, so let's... let's go with some more facts.
All right.
So, you know, and behavior has been predominantly beach parties. You know, I equate to my folks out there, and I'm sure everybody's watched The Karate Kid, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Shout out to Ralph Macchio. You know, loving your new series as well, Cobra Kai. If you watch, you remember Karate Kid? They party on the beach, you know, where they have the bonfire going in the beginning where he meets Allie.
Actually, I don't much remember The Karate Kid.
Woo! You know what?
But I know who's the guy that was like the bad guy in it.
The blonde guy,
William Zabata. Yeah. Zabata.
I've never
met him. I've met Ralph, but
I know him. Marty Cove.
At least he's not Canadian, because you said you liked a guy who played Jack Reacher, and I'm like, he's Canadian.
Oh, I found that he's not. I don't know where I read that, but I was wrong.
And so you're talking about Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Right? No, I'm not. I was talking about Martin Cove.
Nope. I know that, yes. Well, I'm getting past your Canadian character.
Oh,
Martin, right here.
the sensei.
Oh, you know, right. I'm staring at folks out there who are watching and listening. I forgot the generational difference. Yes, I can see what you see in him, the Cobra Kai. Yes, that was his name. What was his name again, Karen?
His name is Martin Cove.
He played that part well. That's not.
Yeah, he really was a good villain. Like,
yes, he really was. Yeah, and, you know, good call, Carrie.
He used to be on Cagney and Lacey.
Oh,
I've actually heard that show, and I'm sure you produced a lot of this stuff in all your years.
For an actor, you know, if you play a really good villain and people hate you,
it's hard.
That means that you did a good job in that role.
Right, right.
It really is. So, my kudos.
You know, that's a little plug. I think it's great if you're doing something so well that if people don't have something to say, you didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. I say that, folks, because I was interviewed live this morning on Carrie, you want to give the information for the show that I was on this morning? And because I wanted to say it's what I was going to swing into that with was where you get typecasted and accused or all of a sudden become a bad guy and then people automatically assume. And that segued into lies and negativity about me online that are not true. So, Carrie, give the plug for what I was on this morning.
You were on with Brian Hammer Jackson, the radio talk show this morning.
8 a.m. out there. East Coast time, 11 a.m.
And it ran live on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that was going to, that's kind of, and he's got a, he's been in radio for what, more than 10 years, you said, right?
Somewhere between
his own show, his own show, at least for more than 10 years.
Yes, he's been on for quite some time.
He was wonderful to talk to. Great interview, folks. Again, I will make sure in the show that we get the links for that. And I'm sure Carrie will get some stuff uploaded as well. Also, Carrie, before I move back in my notes, I'd like to get him on one of our shows too. Keep that in mind. So now getting back into it. Let's dive into it. Let's delve, if you want to. You know, that's the new word because everybody's using AI for something. Let's delve. Nobody's ever used that word before, ever. But now when you see delve on a document somewhere, AI wrote the document.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That makes me laugh. All right. So, where we got into the Karate Kid was the predominantly, you know, beach party thing is what the 80s, spring break style was like. And now, where we're going to here, it's a whole different swing.
Yeah, instead of the Bluetooth, folks, it used to be big boom boxes. Radios.
Right. Gary, did you have a big boom box and walk with it on your shoulder with your friends with something blaring?
No. Okay, I wasn't good. In that era.
I didn't think so. I just giving you a hard time because I like to mess with you.
The bigger boom
I could see Carrie on another screen privately here. So every time I see that she's getting comfortable in the studio, I make her get into the show.
There you go.
Honestly, folks, though, the Hostile Zone right here on your iHeart dial, Eric A. Sonati and Miss Bianca C. We're gonna try to get into this because there is a big fad about this this whole thing. And listen, I like me a good party.
Who doesn't?
I love me a good party. So the behavior has been escalating over the years. And I don't know if I attribute some of the crime statistics, Miss Bianca, to actual crimes occurring, other than maybe crimes that are now being recorded on the phones. And on, meta glasses and all this other nonsense that everybody has themselves, some sort of electronic video device. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're a Woodstock age group. People would have went nuts if they saw somebody in there filming 90% of their stuff, right? I mean, come on. It's just a different world.
Oh, yeah. They would have just come unglued.
Yeah. And now you got everybody intentionally looking to be like that. So I'm not saying that crime and these things haven't escalated. Clearly they have. I'm just thinking we're seeing more of it than we ever did before.
So you're saying it's visible to the public.
Coming from the guy that partied in Jersey Shore and I've been to Cancun and on the infamous Carnival cruise lines that have some of the weird stories. Yes, they do occur. hey, shout out. We'll take a sponsorship from Carnival, but I had a great time. That's all I'm going to say. Really what they were seeing trending wise with crime was petty theft, alcohol related incidents were common. Violent crimes were very, very much less prevalent. Again, maybe they're not being reported. And we're going to talk about sexual crimes too. And I'm sure you're going to get passionate about that. So don't worry. I'm going to get to that because I see you're ready to rip it apart. So hitting the 1990s, for some statistics, the rise of commercialization and MTV. That's right, folks, MTV. Yeah. So the rise of MTV is the commercialization. The cost around that time was roughly $700. But before I get into further details, we got to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. Otherwise, we're going to come find you if you're going to be on spring break, right? And Bianca C won't sing for you. We'll be right back, folks.
Looking to amplify your brand's voice? Look no further than Bishop Stein & Associates, your premier PR powerhouse. From targeted advertising to innovative marketing solutions, we're here to elevate your brand. But wait, there's more. Are you a strong speaker? Join our exclusive speakers bureau and share your expertise with the world, or book our top-tier talent for your event. Whether you're launching a product, rebranding, or seeking expert speakers, Bishop Stein & Associates delivers results. Transform your brand today. Visit us at bsaprinc.com and discover how we can amplify your success today. Bishop Stein & Associates, your strategic move.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to The Hostile Zone. Welcome back, Eric A. Sonati and Miss Bianca C.
That's me.
Like the ocean. You know, just a real plug real quick. The ending commercial on that was Acorns. Really look into it, folks. Acorns, it is a great program to teach your children financial management and just really put away some money, at, you know, as little as $10 here and there, and it comes automatically. Mm-hmm. Trust me, check it out. You get some. You're not going to have to pay to download it, and you'll get a few dollars from me for downloading it. Just go for it. Check it out. You might realize it might make some serious changes. That's not in my script, but I had to say it because it is such a great app. I tell everybody about it.
That's really good. I'm definitely going to check it out.
So, but before the break, we were talking about the 1990s, the rise of MTV.
MTV was spring break.
And I could get into my my experiences. So the average cost in the 90s was roughly $700, and the destinations expanded a little further to Cancun, South Padre Island, and obviously the behavior increased because of corporate sponsorships, meaning they were actually putting more money into getting advertising, letting people know. Cancun offers these great, me having gone on spring break there more than once, they have the all-inclusive package where all your alcohol, same thing with Carnival, your alcohol and all your food are included. So yeah, the price went up a bit, and there was a lot more alcohol. And you're outside of the United States, so the different rules apply. Crime and safety, there's been a rise, I think, really because of daring behavior and drug use, particularly ecstasy, and Molly, MDMA, so Molly, ecstasy, and reports of sexual abuse became much more frequent.
My goodness.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like when I was in Florida for spring break, I've seen a lot of like the white powder. You know what I mean? The cocaine. Unbelievable. But I never did that stuff. And people would offer. I'm like, no, it's okay. More for you.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I agree. Honestly, that was not my thing.
That wasn't my thing either. Yeah. And I feel like I was the responsible friend. You know what I mean? I would be the one that's holding your hair if you were throwing up. You know what I mean?
Now, I was
trying to keep track of everybody being together. That was me.
I'm going to put a caveat for me on that one, Miss Bianca. I was not the designated driver, that's for sure, folks. I don't care what bots and trolls will say. I'm not a drug guy, never was a drug guy, and many people way back in my history will tell you that. But I did do plenty of cake stands and things like that. So I wanted to say that because I was never the designated driver, but you really didn't need one in these places. But I was the responsible one. I was the guy that really did pay attention to other girls that were in our group. To make sure that some other cheesy slime bags didn't come and and do dumb things.
Yeah. So you were the one that did the ice sculpture shots and stuff too.
Yeah. We're gonna get it. That was in Florida. I can shout out the former vice president of a college that I attended, who I got elected to student government, and the student government budget paid for all of my trips, and I made them part of school trips. I made them actually part. Student government actually gets a budget, part of the budget, and our job is student activities. We have feedback into the school.
For research?
Well, no. I mean, I was president. I was vice president. I was a senator, vice president, maybe treasurer for a minute, mm-hmm. and then president of student government, elected. Mm-hmm. And we worked directly with the school, and I put together these trips as a school sponsored trip, and student government put money up towards it. And helped get the stuff set up. And as a representative of student government and the vice president of the college, we'll just say Calvin, shout out to you, Calvin.
Are you throwing people on the bus or something? Come on.
I didn't say his last name. I'm sure he's retired. Very good, very, very good guy. But so he was the professor or faculty advisor to that. So we both went for free on these trips to make sure that we represented, just like DC. All the trips they do, it all starts in student government, folks. Mm. Maybe that's where I got the hint of what corruption and waste, myths, abuse, fraud, etc. Oh. I didn't fraud. I'm just saying you can see things can get out of hand. Anyway, so we went on those trips. They were great. A lot of things happened, but I didn't use powdery substances. I just was a drinker, and I never witnessed any. Listen, if I witness sexual assault or something like that occur, mm-hmm. that wouldn't go well for me.
I always say it wouldn't go well for me
because I would end up in trouble.
Yeah. You're already energized as it is. So imagine, you'd be up the room.
Gary, jump in here. You know the kind of guy I am. If I saw something like that, I'm not making the phone call to report that person. Gary, but let's be real. What am I? You know, bad competition.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm that guy. I don't care. We're on the air. The truth of the matter is, you hurt a child. You attack a woman. You're not a man in my book. And the police and law enforcement, they're going to get to you. But if it's in front of me, I'm getting you right there on the spot first. Not going to kill you because I want you to go through the system and experience what it's like to be behind bars as a sex offender.
You're always the hero.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Oh, that was so nice.
Well, hopefully there's a lot of heroes out there. There's too many kids that are going through things they shouldn't be.
And with the emails that we get on the show and the things I see, even as a professor and all the things I've done, military investigations, things of that nature, there are a lot of good people. There really are. Nobody likes to tell the good story about somebody, but they will, just like my interview on this morning show. Mm-hmm. They want to go after garbage information because that's that the hit piece gets more, the puff hit piece gets more traction than something good.
Yeah.
People say, fires and it's helping people and that gets forgotten about. So yeah, I think that's very true. So we are going to now move into 2000. All right, folks. And we're calling that, and it is the digital age and escalation. That's right. The approximate cost for a spring break trip in the 90s, again, 10-year gap, 10 years, 1990 to 1999, mm-hmm. Was roughly $1,000 per trip.
$1,000.
I remember, I can tell you this, my Cancun trip was in 2000, maybe 2001, pre-9/11.
Okay.
Pre-9/11 was about $700, I think, with airfare, alcohol, food, and everything to Cancun. So I think that's about right, these numbers we're pulling statistics on. But there was the rise in destinations like Las Vegas and some international spots, like Bahamas got some serious popularity.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's the rise. They were international because they started Cancun as well previously. But whatever, I'm just going by statistics that we have to back them up to if they're here. Binge drinking. We're going to have a whole episode on that. I'm definitely not the person to talk about. Don't do that. I guess I can be because I've done that and very bad things have happened. The very uncomfortable. I actually was out the other day and I was making a champagne purchase at a store.
Oh, fancy.
And yeah, right. And I also buy the Snoop Dogg wine. And they have like the one with the criminal on it, and you can scan it with your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
I want my face on that. That's where you should put me on a bottle of wine with that. But anyway, Martha Stewart has one, Snoop Dogg, yeah, whatever. But anyway, and I was talking to the guy and who was next to me doing the same thing. And we're just like, it's just a different world. And we just ended up getting on this stupid conversation. But it was another thing, the military, he was the military guy. That's what he really wanted to get.
Oh,
the binge drinking. And Carrie, you know this because you know the military people and you have lots of friends. There are, and I'm sure you have. How many alcohols can you not smell anymore without getting nauseous? Probably a few, right?
Oh, there's a few of them, yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna call it right out. Number one, white label whiskey and Irish whiskey. I gag long before I even think about it. And I know it's gonna happen. But my drink of choice, or my shot of choice at that time, was Rumplemintz.
Shout out to Rumplemintz.
You probably ended me up in a lot of bad nights, but you ended me up in some very good ones. Hey, Carrie, you ever had Rumplemintz?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, wow.
They
have another one called Black House. I dated an Irish girl and she drank that like with every, oh, she cost a fortune, this girl. Every drink we got when we were somewhere, obviously not on spring break, I'm regular, would be she was Irish, so shout out on St. Patty's Day
her,
would be a beer and a Black House shot. Rumplemintz and that are similarly the same. I don't even know what the flavors are in Rumplemintz, but it's like minty. It's like mouthwash, but like, and it's like a, almost like a syrup, but it's like really strong. And it tastes good. Anyway,
at least you know.
You never had Rumplemintz?
I never had it.
It was always like you drank Jägermeister or you drank Rumplemintz.
Oh.
Which I did both. And then there was another one, a mind eraser. That one, not a fan of. Goldschlager with the gold chips in it. And Rumplemintz and Jägermeister. In a rocker glass, which is like your regular mixed drink.
Whoa.
With ice and the baby straw. And the baby straw, the stirrer straw.
Yeah.
And you had to suck it through the straw all in one time. One shot.
I can't.
That was, have you ever heard of those? The mind eraser, Carrie?
Yeah, no. That must be an East Coast thing. I'm from the West Coast.
Right. And you know what? I'm a Jaeger bomb guy. You drop the Jaeger shot.
Oh, I used to
the Jaeger shot into Red Bull.
Me and my friends, we used to do, I did that, the Jaeger bomb. And we would go drop and we'd be like, Jaeger bomb.
Yep. And that reminds me of a couple videos in Jersey Shore on that. You do know what a Jaeger bomb is, right, Carrie?
Well, we used to call it
Jägermeister. It's a pint glass, halfway filled with Red Bull or a fake Red Bull energy drink, whatever. Half a pint glass and a full shot of Jägermeister, and you drop the full shot into the glass, and it falls to the bottom, and you chug the whole thing. And the first part of the chug is going to be your energy drink, your Red Bull, and then the final swish is that shot of Jägermeister. it's a swift kick in the whatever if you're a guy. I say it's a swift kick and a throat punch all in one. A throat punch and that.
Sounds dreadful to me.
What's that, Carrie?
I said it sounds dreadful to me.
Oh, I love them. Me and my friends.
You know what's funny? With my group of friends, instead of saying Jaeger bomb, we used to say Stocky bomb. Hey,
well, here's the other thing about at that time, and not obviously, you know, people know I'm a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call them, and now they have an Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
So, which is I would never do because that's Irish whiskey that you drop into a Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, disgusting! Another one I'm gagging already. But my friends would call, instead of it Jägermeister, we called it an Iraqi bomb or something like that. I remember, yeah. I can't remember, Baghdad bomb or something like that. I don't know. And that was just us. But anyway, so We're moving into 2010 era for the next time. So that is the social media amplification and diversification. The cost of trip was roughly, again, average folks, about $1,500. So again, in a 10-year period, roughly, it went up another $500 or so. And the destinations diversified. And that's where diversified came, obviously. Word of the day, folks, be out there. European cities, you know, Italy, things like that, and music festivals, which, Carrie, you'll like music festivals like a Woodstock. When I was preparing this show yesterday and putting together, I thought of you with Woodstock. If they, God forbid, we're people in your group with that, have, God forbid, somebody had a phone camera going on in there, would the world be different today now or what?
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah. Right. You did go, right? Didn't you go?
No. No, I was in I was at a different part of the country, actually, at the time.
But you lived that era, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. And that was in the 60s, and we can't even on, because we're on live FM stations and whatever, we can't even say it on here, the things that you saw there, the powdery substances, the carnal activities, carnal knowledge of other people, we'll say. So the activities in the decade of 2010, behavior became much more extreme. Influenced by, you know, clearly viral challenges.
Like the ice bucket challenge,
but that was fun, right?
Everybody.
Here's one that really pissed me off.
I didn't do it.
and you know that, and Carrie knows this. I think I talked about it, and I've said it on Facebook myself several times over the years. The knockout game, where you walk up to a stranger and you knock them out. You, sir, are a punk. I was going to use a word that would probably bleep me out.
Yeah.
You, sir, are a punk if you're knocking somebody out randomly on the street that A, did nothing to you, and B, is generally somebody that was not prepared to have to defend himself and whatever. You remember that, Carrie, the knockout game?
That was just ridiculous.
It really was.
It drove me nuts.
You know, I always thought if you had that much ingenuity, why didn't you use it for something good instead of how to harm people?
That's what I was told about a lot of the things I did in my teen years. My parents like, if you put as much energy into the BS that you do, maybe you'd be further today than you are.
Yeah, but, and what about the laundry pod challenge?
The Tide Pod. I don't think that was college age people. We could do an episode on that. But there are other challenges. I did keg stands and stuff. Again, not filmed. Keg stands and other, which we all did alcohol related. But in this generation, it's much more fuel for people who are going to live stream it on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So crime and safety increased tremendously. Law enforcement is actually struggling to keep up with the scale of events. If you're a Fox News fan, I want to say Sean Hannity and a couple of his people, a couple of years ago, they kind of do it almost every year. They actually watch what's going on at spring break and send somebody down to ride with law enforcement.
Oh, really?
In Florida, Panama City.
Don't they have
City.
Like the Culver people like in there too?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a Norco hanging out.
Right? I've seen it in movies, like, you know, the Kelly Clarkson movie, whatever, after American Idol, they had, like, you know, a secret, or, you know, like, also another movie with the president's daughter.
Chasing Liberty.
There you go.
Come on, you know I have to
know
that.
That's how I do.
I'm going to get bought and sold. It's a woman's movie, I know, okay? It's a chick movie. But it literally,
I'm sure someone,
she was cute, number one. She was cute. And number two, and I don't remember who played it, but number two, it had to do with government and the president and Secret Service. I thought it was cool. Anyway,
Before
I get bought and sold, ooh, Sonati's watching that movie, but I also watched Zero Dark Thirty, if you're listening in the beginning. So we're, we talked about that for a second. So the social media is really, and the real conversation we're going to have is when we get to more local time frame. That's where we're going to get to that. But as we're going to get into the local time, we're going to take a short station identification. You're here with the Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinati and Miss Bianca C. S E A, like the ocean, right here on your FM dial, your AM dial, iHeartRadio, and whatever platform. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back because you definitely want to hear what's going on in 2025, the spring break, especially if you got kids or if you're single. We'll be right back.
Looking to amplify your brand's voice? Look no further than Bishop Stein & Associates, your premier PR powerhouse. From targeted advertising to innovative marketing solutions, we're here to elevate your brand. But wait, there's more. Are you a strong speaker? Join our exclusive speakers bureau and share your expertise with the world or book our top-tier talent for your event. Whether you're launching a product, rebranding, or seeking expert speakers, Bishop Stein & Associates delivers results. Transform your brand today. Visit us at bsaprinc.com and discover how we can amplify your success today. Bishop Stein & Associates, your strategic move.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back. Welcome back right here to Hostile Zone with your infamous and in your face, Eric A. Sinati and Miss Bianca C. S-E-A. So before that commercial break, we were going to tell you about spring break 2025. So the average trip soared to over $8,000. $8,300 for a spring break trip. Who has that money?
Who has that money?
Who has that money? And where are they getting it from? And what are you getting for that?
My parents wouldn't be like, no, I'm not paying that much money for you to party. I'm sorry.
For a car would be, I'm just in my mind, blown away by that. But anyway, and destinations actually started changing. And when we say 25, we're really like in the 24 last year, 25 this year. Places like Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. non-traditional spring break locations. More inland, I guess people are like, forget the beach. And because of, like I said, Fox News, followed law enforcement. Florida, a lot of the major cities that host these kind of events are really pushing back and saying no more. Because you're having drug overdoses. And you're talking about a serious drain. If you want me to put my public administrator hat on, you're talking about a serious drain on public resources. You're talking about, you got your police, your fire, your EMS. You got all of these services that are going on. Garbage collection. I mean, somebody's got to clean the beaches. Somebody's got to pick the garbage up. This is not your standard influx of people. Yeah. Now, we know this from New Jersey. The Jersey Shore towns are kind of more quiet in the winter, and they amplify the summer. But they're not spring break destinations, unless you don't have any money to go on a spring break. And I don't know if anybody comes to New Jersey for that. I mean, we grew up there, so I don't know, but. My point is over $8,000. That's insane. And at least in New Jersey, Point Pleasant Beach, or the infamous Seaside Heights, if you are a fan of Jersey Shore, they prepare for the overdue of public services. Yeah. They bring in a lot of extra cops for the summer and stuff like that.
I remember seeing it during spring break, ambulances, just hanging out in front of the areas where there's mostly calls. That way they could be there drop of a hand.
And you also, my experience in Cancun, and I've been to Bahamas too. My experience in Cancun, and I'm not going to just get any specific incidences, but it was really crazy. A lot of things are going on there. They're not ramping up public safety like they are in Jersey Shore and these places. A lot of different laws. You're getting away with a lot more that you wouldn't get away with here in the United States.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
But they also don't have the U.S. Constitution like we have. Mm. So some of you may find yourself sitting in a jail waiting for somebody to a diplomatic person to assist you. And if you're military, boy, you're even more trouble.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, right. I wish we had that sound, the screaming sound. You need the intense sound. You know, so, you know, the over the top conversations of just in general. And that's where we can just have some fun dialogue. Are you there with us, Carrie? Because I know we had a audio issue, but I don't know if I'm going to get you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. I got you because we had an audio outage before. yeah, this is our chat time here now. So I know in spring break, Cancun and Bahamas, it was over the top. The laws are different. I can give you one story in Cancun for me. And this is not a legal story or anything like that crazy, but I had the most ridiculous hangover, right?
Really?
Obviously, open bar all night. You know, in the hotel I stayed in was all inclusive, open, free drinks and food. They had several restaurants, you know, and you could just drink 24 hours a day. And they had like four hotels in a row that they ran, and each one was a resort. So, and it was just, and they had a foam party and a this party and everything. I went to places like Senor Frogs. Shout out to Senor Frogs. And actually, MTV was at La Boom when I was there one of the times. And I believe there's some clips of me back in from that. Anyway, so yeah, that was my, I can't come, but the laws are different. The laws are different.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can imagine with the, how the girls would be dressed.
That's where, like, I was waiting crazy for you to go. If you're out, Carrie, and jump in here, just stay on mic for this last part, I guess. You know, I don't want to say your front. Do you go to pools and beaches a lot? Or do you, at least you do beaches or whatever now, Carrie?
Not now. Back in the day, I kind of did, but
have you seen the beach attire some female girls are wearing? They're like naked.
Well, I noticed that it's disappearing more and more.
Yes. Which, you know, again, I'm a guy. I'm a big fan of the thong, ladies. I'm a big fan of that stuff. Think it's great. We all want to see. You're wearing it. I'm happy to look. I'll oblige. But I think there are appropriate pools and appropriate beaches for them.
I get shy because I'd be like, you know what? The last minute wearing a thong, I'm like, are you going to see my tan line? Imagine just the white ball with everything else.
You see people having, you know, sexual intercourse on the beaches and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the behaviors are just over the top.
Yeah, really, I think they do it more in the water instead of on the beach. But that's how, like, I'd never go near a couple.
Eric doesn't want to get into in the personal
stuff. If you're ever in the water, don't go near a couple because you never know what they're doing.
Yeah. even if it's your own personal pool, guys, shout out to some people that are going to be annoyed at me because, you know, they know who they are if they're watching.
If they're in a corner, don't go.
Yeah, if you're in you're in your pool. But you know what? Carrie, like I was saying, just the dress attire in general going out is over the top. But on beaches and pools where there's going to be children and families, you know, I guess the European style thong. Am I correct? Am I saying that, women,
yeah,
ladies? Where it's just a little, what do you call it, cheeky? I guess
cheeky,
right?
I guess yeah. Right, that's you're right now, about
Carrie,
that.
You know what I'm saying, Carrie? Like the I think I used to call. Guys, I heard as like French cut, right? Where it's like kind of buttocks, cheeks exposed, but not a full thong. Help me out here, Carrie, so I don't look stupid.
You know, I don't even know what you're talking about, so I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Carrie, you're gonna have to when you run this on edit, you're gonna have to throw a picture or two up.
Well, me being in fashion,
go, can you explain it beyond Miss Bianca?
It's basically like it's almost like a thong, but not. It's just basically like the bikini cut, just cut really, really short.
Yeah, like so the triangle going
see,
in,
yeah,
right?
All you could see is just the bottom butt. Yeah.
It's like a triangle and there's some cheek, right? You called it cheeky before.
Yeah, I always call it cheeky.
Because we went to a benefit at a country club and they had a tiki bar.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow. And these were like all out thongs.
Yeah.
And very.
That's when it first came out because Victoria's Secret had it in that time.
And like, who didn't love the thong song? That was 2000.
Now it's like Sheen. Yeah. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, you can't even tell the difference nowadays if it's lingerie, or
bathing
suits.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
You know, like some of my friends, like a friend of mine, she would purposely like put lace over her. She used to make her own custom bathing bikinis, but she would put like lace on top of a bikini. She was cool. Yeah, she was hot.
Did she look at it?
Yeah, I mean, like, she worked at Hooters, so, you know, back in the day, they had standards, you know. But, yeah.
I mean, if you got the body for it, I mean, I want to see it. I'm a guy. I mean, and I can appreciate that, but I think there's just a time and place, and that's really what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's other people, like, and then that started being a trend. So, like, even with the lace on the side, that used to be something. Actually, I did like that style because it's actually, it didn't dig in as much.
I don't even know what that was.
That was the closest to the sexiness, but I had like the bikini style with the lace showing on the side.
Two piece bikini.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But that's the, as far as I went. But like, there's girls that would purposely like scrunch up their bikini top.
Hiking
just,
it, yeah.
Just to show cover the center. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. But like, or they would wear like a lingerie, lace top underneath or something like that. Yeah. Sometimes like they would just put tape to make it illusion. It was crazy.
But you know, and that's
now it's even worse. Like
what I'm
like Bianca Cesari, like
Bianca
they might they basically would wear that outfit.
I love when you bring
them
into the conversation.
Of course
we
do.
We all love a good Bianca Cesari in there shot just because we enjoy looking at her. Me and the rest of the team at least, besides you and Gary. Yeah, you know what I mean, like time and place.
Yeah,
you know, if you got kids, you
most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. That was the most disgusting thing I had seen.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like,
what was Bianca Cesari wore? What was the event it was recently?
It was at the Oscars.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're talking. Imagine you are at a pool anywhere, and you are literally, you can't tell if the girl is wearing a negligee or lingerie, whatever, and literally her entire buttocks, her entire butt cheeks are exposed, and then the front, I can't even say that, and I could say it on the air, but I'm a gentleman, where they pull the front up a little tight and give it a front facing wedgie.
You know what? I just picture right now.
If you go to the desert, you see a certain type of animal in the desert. You can refer to what it is that they call that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ladies?
You ever saw the movie Borat? That green bathing suit.
Oh, the
that's what I was thinking now.
There's women wearing that stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. Gary, you know what I was talking about with the scampy front of the bathing suit and you know,
what
they're doing.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, this is
you
what's
want
going
me to
on.
Say it?
Am I gonna let's go for the fine. Go for it.
It'd be camel toe.
All right, good. You did it. So now let's go there because I love that term. So thank you, Gary. So now when we get an FCC fine, we can blame it on you. But okay, so camel toe. She said it first. Gary put it out there.
But now it's going to be another fine because you said it twice.
Camel toe.
Oh my goodness.
Honestly, I don't think it's a big deal, but you know what? There was a website, cameltoe.com.
Oh my goodness, you said it again.
Back in the day. As a guy, being very, 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 very forward, and I hope Carrie's still in on this, as a guy, and I'm just going to say, as a guy, I think that I like to see that. I mean, I would be turned on by it. I do. Yeah, I enjoy looking at it. Same as a cheeky butt, a thong. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I was with my mom at the beach and then my family, I don't want the girl next to me in, you know, dressed like that. But here we go, Miss Bianca and Carrie. We have a First Amendment. And part of the First Amendment in the United States Constitution is not just freedom of the press, not just freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and all that, but it's also freedom for self-expression. So, but here's the thing. When your self-expression borderlines impeding somebody else's right to their ability to be free, then you've extended your constitutional right too far.
Right. And it's
Did I say that well, Carrie? Did I go there well?
Well, yeah, you're evading somebody else's personal space, and we don't care what you want to do, but don't show it to me because I don't care.
Right. And and you know what? There are plenty of beaches and pools that you expect to see that, and that's what it is. I get that.
But they're designed for that.
And we're not talking to nude beaches and things like that. A lot of friends in New Jersey went to this nude beach. I never went. Marty, if you're listening, they used to put together a weekend thing to that beach. I never went. But the truth of the matter is, but that beach is designated in New Jersey as a clothing optional beach. I think it says clothing optional. So you're going there. You're not bringing, you know what I mean? You're expecting that.
Yeah.
But when you go to a regular beach, or you go to that country club party that was had a tiki bar pool, I was kind of shocked to see.
Yeah, but the hard part is that if you say something about it, you're considered a Karen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, if there's a fine line. So it's like,
can you tell the folks what a Karen is? What is the definition of a Karen in your terms? Because you had to tell me what it was.
Because you never heard of a Sam until I told you about it. I know. I might not be right, but like, Karen is like a certain haircut, a certain look. The person will always say, let me see your manager. Yeah. Or they're always like, some people say that they're racist or something. Basically like that. Yeah. And I'm like,
we have a rule in Jersey and New York. Mind your own business. That's what it is. How you doing on the way by? How you doing? It's great. You know what I mean? That's good. And that's it. Stay out. And again, for the government thing, the government doesn't belong in your bedroom. So, but if you're doing the activities you would be doing in your bedroom on a public beach, then you can't complain when you get the summons or the ticket.
I'm on my own business. I'm like,
keep it going. Keep it moving. You know, I don't care. I don't really care what people are wearing. And I've said this before, even the people that don't have the nicest body type, I would never, ever, ever. And you've seen me stand up verbally at an event somewhere we were at, where somebody was overweight and they had an outfit on. It was a party at a club, one of the premier parties we went to. And the girl was wearing something that was probably not the most flattering for her body type. Mm-hmm. And somebody said something, and you don't remember, I went up and said something to the guy that made a comment about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Other guy was so rude. Yeah.
Rude. You remember the situation?
Yeah, right? The guy was so rude.
Carrie,
like,
the guy.
You know what? And she feels.
What was she wearing? Good. Like a bodysuit, right? Is that what you call it?
But I'm like, you know what? If she's brave enough to do
that's
that.
That's what I said. Yes.
You go, girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, right. You know what I mean, Carrie? She had a bodysuit and, you know, you could see some jelly rolls and whatever. But you know what? If she felt good going out in that, good for her. But you know what, folks? We're getting close to a hard break here. So I don't know. I gotta push through real quick. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Check out the show, Carrie, the name of the show I was on this morning again. What is it? So they can check it out. They'll look it.
Brian the Hammer Jackson.
All right, cool. We'll drop that link in the episode here. Again, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming to the Hostile Zone as we time traveled and watched the morph and change of spring break. Everybody's flavor is different. Every decade has raised the question of how far is too far. But you know what? Always 360 forward is 180 forward, 180 backwards. 360 times 365 days, right, Bianca?
Yes,
in a year. Stay informed, stay safe, and remember, freedom comes with responsibility. Let's ensure the pursuits of your enjoyment don't infringe those other people's rights to enjoyment. Now, Carrie, I'm going to skip the final quote and get right to the funny joke of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You had to unmute. I love it. Did you do that on purpose for me? All right. Anyway, why don't spring breakers play hide and seek, Gary?
I don't
There's nothing big enough to get behind to hide.
Because you're really thinking here now. You're really thinking hard. Because good luck hiding when you're live streaming the whole goddamn thing for the world to see. Thank you for coming to the Hostile Zone, folks. We appreciate your support, love, and check us out, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Check out Apple, iHeart, Google Podcasts, all of them, Spotify. God bless America. We thank you very much for coming. Check us out on the next one. Where are we going with this, Miss Bianca?
We're going to sing the national anthem. I'm singing it.
We're excited. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, yet through the night that our flag was still.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave for the